The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
We continue with Hilchos Shabbos. We're in the middle of Sivan Ayin Vav, Dinei HaTefilos B'Shabbos U'B'Yomtiv, the laws of the prayers on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We are in the middle, up to Sif Yud Dalet. It says the Kitzur, "B'mincha kodem kriyas haTorah." By mincha on Shabbos, before the reading of the Torah, Ayin, we say the verse, "V'ani sefilasi," and I, my prayer is to you, etc. The Gemara. V'hu al pi mashadosh Rezal. This is based upon what our rabbis teach us. They explain the verse in Tehillim and Psalms, the pasuk. They'll speak about me, those who sit by the gate, and the songs are the people who drink beer. And afterwards, the verse says, "But I, Sfilasi, my prayers are to you," etc. The rabbis teach us that what David HaMelech, King David, was saying in front of the Hashem was as follows. David HaMelech said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be here, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Master of the World. Ein Uma Zu Kishai Uma Yisraelim. This nation of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, is not like all the other nations of the world. Uma Yisraelim, the nations of the world, Kishahem Shoysim Umishtakrim, when they drink and they become drunk, Halchin Upechazim. They go and they become wild, and they get out of hand. V'anu, but us, the nation of Klal Yisrael, the nation of Israel, and like it, it's not so. El Af Al Pi Shehasinu, even though we have drunk, meaning we had a Suda of Shabbos, and a Suda comes together with wine, so we had wine. Still, V'anis, V'yamasi, V'gemer, I pray, and we pray, and we study Torah, and we don't do other things. V'lachin, and therefore, I mean myself, Nei Kriyas HaTorah, we say this verse before the reading of the Torah, to thank our Creator, He did not make our portion like them of the other nations, that we're different, we're more refined, we're more special. Even the empty ones among us, not such great Torah scholars, they come to hear the words of Torah, even after they've eaten and drank, still they come to hear the words of Torah. But because this is connected to the reading of the Torah, which falls out during the week, that we do not read the Torah by Mincha. And everybody said we do not say this verse. Aval b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, af al pi she'ein sefer Torah, because even if you're in a situation you do not have a sefer Torah to read, mikol makim, still everybody said you say it because that becomes part of the regular text of the prayers. And even though we're actually in this case we're not actually reading from the Torah, still we say this phrase. And who had, similarly, if one person was praying by himself without a minion, he would also say this verse on Shabbos. And you say this verse in that situation, before the Chatzi Kaddish, meaning the way we have a regular, normal mincha service on Shabbos, we say Ashrei Nevo Etzion, then we say the Chatzi Kaddish, we say half Kaddish, then we say the verse Vanis Filasi, and we read from the Torah. Then we say Kaddish again, and we daven Shemone Esrei. However, in a situation where you're not going to be reading from the Torah, if you would first say Kaddish and then say the phrase Vanis Filasi, then that phrase would be interjecting between the Kaddish and Shemone Esrei, which is not appropriate. Therefore, Vayim may say, "Oh, it's Kaidim Achatzi Kaddish." Say this phrase before the Chatzi Kaddish, before the Kaddish, Kedei Shemone LaHafsi Bein Kaddish with Tefilas Shemone Esrei, in order not to make a break, make a hefsek, an interjection between, interruption between the Kaddish and the prayer of Shemone Esrei. Sif Tesvav. La'achar chazaras Shemone Esrei. After the chazan finishes the repetition of Shemone Esrei by Mincha, Noyagim Leimer Tzikos Chotzevik, the custom is to say Tzikos Chotzevik, the Hema, what are they? Your righteousness is righteous. That means it's a reference to three verses. Shloisha Psukim, there are three verses, Ke'ein, Tzidu Kadin, which are similar to the Tzidu Kadin prayer, which is the that which we recite, a mourner recites, when one of his real close relatives has passed away, then he makes a statement about the righteousness of the justice of Hashem. And it's something that we do this at this point in time on Shabbos to acknowledge the justness of Hashem's judgment, because it's sort of almost a little bit of a time of mourning for three righteous people, great people in Jewish history, who passed away at this time, meaning around this time on a Shabbos, by the Mincha time. Yosef, Moshe, and David, those three great tzaddikim, Yosef at tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech, they all passed away on a Shabbos at this time. And therefore we say three verses, starting with the word Tzikoscha, is sort of a reference to this morning. If this Shabbos is a day that were today to be a weekday instead of Shabbos, you would not say Tachanun by Mincha. And everyone may say, then you do not say these verses. And therefore, if, let's say, Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, or if Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it's a Mincha before Rosh Chodesh, one does not say Tachanun either, one would not say Tzikoscha in either of those circumstances. However, Kishim Espamlin, B'tzibur, if you're praying with a congregation, with a minyan, B'beis Avil, in the house of mourning, Ayman Mesa, you do say Tzikoscha, even though in the house of mourning one does not say Tachanun. On Shabbos, you would say Tzikoscha. And the reason is, they didn't lie, Yemru, because they would not say the verses of Tzikoscha, how Prahesia would be a public declaration that this is the house of mourning, because otherwise, why are you not saying Tzikoscha? It's only because the house of mourning, and we do not say Tachanun. Vena Velos Prahesia Vishavis, and we do not do public mourning, public demonstration of mourning on Shabbos, and therefore you would have to say the verses of Tzikoscha even in the house of mourning on Shabbos. Siftes Zayin. In Torah b'Shabbos or b'Yomtiv, if you made a mistake on Shabbos or Yomtiv, v'hischil brachos and tzor yoshochel, and you started the middle blessings of a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, atachaynein, hashiveinu, it said you started the weekday Shemoneh Esrei blessings. V'hischil b'entzor brachos, and one of the middle brachos, you woke up and said, oops, it's Shabbos. Tzorich ligmar kol eisav brachos v'hischil, you have to complete the entire bracha you started, whichever one it was. V'achakach, and afterwards, maschil bracha, then you start the middle bracha, the middle blessing that you should have started for Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now, why do you do that? And the reason is, because according to the strict letter of the law, it would have been appropriate for the rabbis to institute all the regular middle blessings of a weekday for Shabbos and Yom Tov also. We should have a regular full-fledged 18 brachas, 19 blessings in our prayer, and we should just mention the holiness of the day in the blessing of Ritzei, such as in Yalav Yavai, for example, like we do on Rosh Chodesh V'chol HaMoed, that we have a regular, normal weekday Shemoneh Esrei, weekday prayer, and in the middle of Ritzei, we have an insert of Yalav Yavai where we mention Rosh Chodesh or whatever Yom Tov it is. Ella, but mipnei kved Shabbos Yom Tov, because of the honor of Shabbos and Yom Tov, lohitrichu chacham, the chacham did not want to cause a person to have to exert himself to burden us. Etiknu bibracha achas and soyes, usually they swapped out the middle 13 or 14 blessings that we say during the week with one blessing that has to do with the holiness of the day, and it's shorter, and therefore it's less, we'll call it, less burdensome. But this person who started a weekday blessing, usually in Ligmar, Isa Bracha, should at least finish that blessing. Came in Shehiruya, Ma'im Ra'atan, and then, since really, again, according to the letter of the law, according to the strict letter of the law, it would have made sense to say this, it would have been appropriate to say it, so it's not like it's a foreign, not like it's foreign words that you're saying, which don't make sense over here. If we should really finish what you finish at least the blessing, don't stop in the middle. And then start from the beginning of the middle blessing that you're supposed to have said for Shabbos or Yom Tov. Sif Yedayim. Afil Loi Hizchil Rak Teva Achas Min HaBracha. Even if you only started one word of the blessing, V'nizkum Yan, right away you remembered. For example, you said the word Hashiveinu. And then you remembered. Still, Tzarech Ligmar Kol HaBracha, you have to finish the entire bracha till Haretzeh B'Teshuvah, and then you start over the middle blessing of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Chutz, with the exception of Mibirchas Atachonim, the blessing of Atachonim, the first of the middle blessings of Shemini Esrei. And the reason for this distinction is, if you only said so far the word Ata, you, since some of the prayers of Shabbos, the minor prayer and the mincha prayer, also start with the word Ata, either Ata Kidasht or Ata Echad. Therefore, if you are really in the middle of davening Ma'ariv, and you start the word Ata, or davening Mincha, and you start the word Ata, and then you realize, I was about to say Ata Chayim, but oops, it's late Shabbos, I should say Ata Kidasht or Ata Echad. Even though you had forgotten that it was Shabbos, the Hiskel Tevas Ata, and you started, you said the word Ata, Abbas Leimer Ata Chayin, with intentions in your mind to say the word Ata Chayin, in Nizkar Miyad, Shu Shabbos, you remembered immediately that it was Shabbos, Eine Tzarech Leimer Brichas Ata Chayin, you don't have to complete the Bracha of Ata Chayin, and like Gaimer, Leimer Kidashta, if it's Mayav, you say Ata Kidashta, you keep going to the word Kidashta, if it's Mincha, you say the word Echad, Chulu, etc. That's if it's Ma'ariv or Mincha, since the word Ata really is part of the Shemini Esrei of Shabbos. The Miriam like came as Shabbos, however, if this happened to you during Shachris, and really the first word of the Shabbos Shachris is Yismach, not Ata, Yismach Moshe, Azai, then in Hoya Atos Machmash Hoya Slev Eshuchal, if your mistake was because you really thought it was weekday and you're about to say the word Chainain, so then, Sarach Ligmar, Brachas Atachayin, you indeed have to finish the Brachas Atachayin, even though you only started the word Atah. Avram, Yodash, Shabbos, you're fully aware that it's Shabbos. Vishatzarach Lemisal Mashiach, you're fully aware that you have to say the words Yismach Mashiach. Elash, you're Nichshav, Elash, but you tripped up in your, you were tripped up with your tongue and with your words. Machmas Argila, because of your accustomedness to saying the word Atachayin after you finished the Brachas. Hakel HaKadosh. But you knew what you were supposed to say, you slipped. In that case, Ein Sarach Ligmar Brach Birchas Atachayin, you don't have to complete the Brach of Atachayin. Now, Aimer Yismach Moshe, the Keren Sheish, but Tfilah Shabbos, Gamkein, Tfilah Shemeskion Atah, since there are within the Tfilahs of Shabbos other prayers which start with the word Atah, just like the word you said. Havlai Kim Moshe Tav, Tfilah Shabbos, we treat it as if you made a mistake from one Tfilah Shabbos to the next one, as if you really started the words Atah Kidashta. And if you would have started those words during Shachris, you certainly just stop right there and go to Yismach Moshe. And we treat it like that, Miachash, Yodash, Yud Shabbos, since you knew it was Shabbos, V'loyamar Adayin, Rakhtevas Atah, you only said the word Atah, which itself is a word which is appropriate for other prayers of Shabbos. So therefore, we allow you to treat it as if you made a mistake from one field to another field within Shabbos, and stop right there and start Yismach Moshe. Sif Yuches, in my Nizkar Abi, if you said the entire weekday Shemini Esrei and you didn't remember until you were in the last three brachas, what you already started the bracha of Ritzeh, you stop right there in the middle of the blessing, wherever you remembered that you have to say the Shabbos prayer. Well, Maslow Shal Shabbos, you start right away with the middle bracha of Shabbos, the middle blessing of Shabbos, the Yom Tov or Yom Tov. The Gemara can say, then you finish Shemini Esrei regularly. In order. The enlightened is Gerad La'achash, Yisqa Lema Yuhu Ratzain, but if you didn't remember that you said the wrong Shemini Esrei until after you already said the verse Yuhu Ratzain, after Sim Shalom, after the last blessing, before L'Kai Netzar, Chayzen L'Resh Atzil, you go back to the beginning of the prayers. However, the Kitzur is really talking about you said the verse Yuhu Ratzain after you finished L'Kai Netzar, and you said the whole L'Kai Netzar, then you said Yul Ratzah, and then you really finished your Shemini Esrei, you have to start from the beginning. If you said you're still in the middle of L'Kai Netzar, then you could stop there and go back to the middle bracha. If you said Yul Ratzah, and your custom is to say Yul Ratzah before and after L'Kai Netzar, it's not crystal clear what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch would hold. The implication of the Mishnah Berurah is that you would still be allowed to go back to the middle blessing of Shemini Esrei, since you normally say Yul Ratzon, but still continue with L'Kai Netzar, so you're still in the middle of Shemini Esrei, and even though you did say the verse Yul Ratzon the first time, we still treat you as if you're in the middle, and instead of going back all the way to the beginning of the first bracha of Shemini Esrei, you could go back to the beginning of the middle bracha of Shemini Esrei, and start from there, and then finish. However, if you said the second verse Yul Ratzon, then certainly, since you have now completed Shemini Esrei, you have to start all the way back to the beginning of the first bracha of Shemini Esrei and daven the regular Shabbos or Yom Tov Shemini Esrei like you were supposed to. Sifya Tes. B'tfilas ha-Musafin. In the tefillah of Musaf, in Tavit Birchas and Tzoyah Shochel, if you made a mistake and you started reciting the middle verses of the weekday, blessings, Paisik Ben, so you stop right in the middle. So the place of Emsa Bracha, you stop in the middle of the blessing, Shniskaba, that you remembered in it. Well, Maschil Bracha and Tzoyah Shochel, so Musaf, and you start the middle blessing of the Musaf prayer. Why is that? Why is it different than the other blessings? The Kitzur explains, Kibbutz Filas Musaf, because in the prayer of Musaf, it was never appropriate, according to the letter of the law, L'espalo Kol Brachas and Tzoyas, to say all the middle blessings during the weekday, during the week, because there is no brach, there is no Shemini Esrei of Musaf, there is no Tefillah, prayer of Musaf during the week. So in existence of the Musaf prayer is only to have an extra tefillah, to have an extra prayer to mention the carbon musaf, the extra carbon that was brought on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, over here, since you were not supposed to say weekday Shemini Esrei, because there aren't supposed to be 14 weekday Shemini Esreis. There aren't supposed to be ever 4 weekday Shemini Esreis ever. Therefore, it's totally inappropriate. It's a complete mistake, and even if you're in the middle of a blessing, you stop right there, you go back to the beginning of the middle bracha, which is Tikkat HaShabbos, and you start from there, and you continue and finish your Shemini Esrei. Sifchaf. Mishe Tov v'hischil tefillah shechel b'Shabbos. If a person indeed made this mistake, and he started the weekday prayer on Shabbos, simin ramle, it's a bad omen, it's a bad sign, that they're giving him a message from the heavens that is something inappropriate, something wrong. The fashish and ma'isav, he should check his deeds to see if he has maybe performed some sins, done some averes, done the wrong thing. Throughout the days of the week, throughout the days of the upcoming week, he should be careful to do tshuva, to repent. If he asks the tshuva, he should do repentance. He should check his deeds and do some introspection and make sure that he fixes himself up, because the fact that he made such a mistake is a sign that, and the heavens are sending him, that he should do some tshuva, he should repent from some misdeed that he has done. Sifchaf Aleph. Tal bebracha and tzoyah shel tefillah is a Shabbos mezuzah. If you made a mistake in the middle blessing of Shemini Esrei from one of the Shabbos prayers to another one, for example, you were supposed to start out the Kiddushta of the Ma'ariv prayer, of Tfilas Ma'ariv, and you start Yismach Moshe, which are the words of the Shabbos Shemini Esrei. So, in Nizker Kaidim Shamar Es Hashem Mechasim Es HaBracha, if you remember before you said the name of Hashem, in the ending of the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, if you remember before the word Hashem, if you said the words Baruch Atah, you didn't say the word Hashem in the end of the Bracha, and even though you may have said the name of Hashem multiple times throughout the blessing, you do mention the name of Hashem other times throughout the blessing, but it wasn't in the ending of the bracha. It wasn't after the words Baruch Atah Hashem by the words Mekadesh HaShabbos. So then, Mechazel Etzchilas HaBracha Shehoyim Le'lis Palom Atah, you go back to the beginning of the blessing you're supposed to say now. So again, my example, if you started Atah Kiddushta, Yismach Moshe, it was Ma'ariv, and you're supposed to say Atah Kiddushta, and you said the entire middle blessing of Shacharis, you're up to Baruch Atah Hashem and Kaddish HaShabbos. Before the word Hashem, you said Baruch Atah, and you remember, oops, it's really Ma'ariv, I'm supposed to say Atah Kiddushta. You stop right there, you go back to the beginning of Atah Kiddushta, and you say the entire Baruch Atah Kiddushta up until Baruch Atah Hashem and Kaddish HaShabbos, and you continue with the rest of Shemini Esrei. However, Aval, but in Moy Nizkar Abba Achar Shalmas Hashem, if you did not remember until after you said the name of Hashem, you said Baruch Atah Hashem, even though you didn't say the words Mekadesh HaShabbos, but you said the word Hashem already in the blessing, and then you remembered, oops, I have to say the different words, I'm supposed to say Atah Kiddushta, instead of Yismach Moshe, it's too late. Goyimer v'oyimer Mekadesh HaShabbos, you complete the blessing, and you say the words Mekadesh HaShabbos, v'yotze b'di'evin, and you are yotze, you have fulfilled your obligation, ex post facto, already it's done, already it's too late, finished, you already fulfilled your obligation, l'fi, because he would say, the main part of the middle blessings of all the Shemone, of all the prayers of Shabbos, is the phrase in the paragraph of Ritzeinu Nuchasenu that he mentioned the holiness of Shabbos. You should that we ask that Hashem should be pleased with our rest. The He Shalom B'chol Tefillos, and that phrase and that paragraph is really the same in all the three prayers of Shabbos, and therefore, even though there are other concepts that go into the other words in the Shemoneh Esrei in the prayers that certainly one should appropriately say them in the right time, but if you didn't, it's okay. And even though we said before that even in that paragraph is a slight difference, that we say Yenuchu Vav, Yenuchu Vav, that difference also is not really as significant. And again, the main phrase of Ritzeinu Nuchasenu that you did say properly, and therefore you have fulfilled your obligation. And once it's too late, just forget it and continue the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. Sifchav Beis. The Med of Aramurim, when do we say this? That if you said the wrong middle blessing, that if it's done already, it's too late and just you already fulfilled your obligation. That's betfilos Ayves Shachar Zemincha by the prayers of Ma'ariv Shachar Zemincha, the nighttime prayer, the morning prayer, and the Mincha prayer. Aval betfilos Musaf by the Musaf prayer, the Tefillah of Musaf, in his palm of him, Kaim of Tefillah Chayes, if in its place he prayed a different Tefillah, well, Yotze has not fulfilled his obligation because Hayol sins V'loy Hizkir Karban Musaf. He didn't mention the Karban, the sacrifice of the Musaf. The main point of the Tefillah of Musaf is to mention the Musaf sacrifice that was brought extra on Shabbos. He did not mention that. So you missed the whole Tefillah. That's the whole point of the Tefillah. The main point is not the words of Tzeinu of Nuchasenu, but rather the concept of the Karban, the sacrifice that was brought extra on Shabbos, and therefore you didn't daven properly at all. And you have to go back to the beginning. And therefore, even if you finish the words Mekadesh HaShabbos, even if you're in the middle of the words of the verse of the Bracha of Ritzei, or the blessing of Maidim, or the blessing even of Sim Shalom, you have to go back to the beginning of Tikkat HaShabbos and start over and continue from there. And if you continued, and if you finish completely, you have to go all the way back to the beginning, start from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and say the appropriate Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf. If instead of the prayer for Shachar, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, you said the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, well, Yotze, you did not fulfill your obligation. Chayil sins for his kikar Musaf. Since you mentioned the sacrifice of Musaf, Amar Shekel for Malkim Baruch Hu, you said on lying in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because it's not now the time of Musaf. Now we're talking about Ma'ariv or Shachar or Mincha, not discussing Musaf now. And you already said Musaf, you don't have to Musaf twice. And therefore, you have not fulfilled your obligation, even though you did say the phrase, which you said before is the main component, but since you said something wrong, so you did not fulfill your obligation, as opposed to in the other circumstances, the words of the Shachar Shemoneh Esrei are not wrong for Ma'ariv. They're just not what Chazal instituted, it's not what our rabbis instituted, but since it's not wrong, so b'di'eved, if you already did it, you have fulfilled your obligation. As opposed to over here, where even b'di'eved, you, since you said the wrong thing, you did not fulfill your obligation, and you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Sifchav Gimel. In Tav B'Tfilas Yom Tov, if you made a mistake in the Tfilah of Yom Tov, the Shemoneh Esrei, the prayer of Yom Tov, Shehayah Lein Lachtai Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, you were supposed to have ended off the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, which is the proper ending for Yom Tov. He who makes the nation of Israel holy and the times of the Yom Tov, the holy days. The Chosam, instead, he completed the blessing of Mekadosh HaShabbos, which doesn't belong here because it's not Shabbos. In Chazer B'Tech Le'edibur, if he repeated and said the words Mekadosh HaShav HaZmanim within the amount of time called Tech Le'edibur, which is the amount of time it takes to say the words Shalom Alecha Rebbe, which is a very short amount of time, if you catch yourself within that time, you right away say Mekadosh HaShav HaZmanim, so it sounds like you said Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos, Mekadosh HaShav HaZmanim. If you do that, then it's okay. Rama, he said, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim, then Yotze has fulfilled his obligation, because if you say it so close together, it's like you undid the phrase Mekadosh HaShabbos, and you replaced it with Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim, and that's okay. V'imla, but if not, meaning you realized after Teich Kedei Dibur, a few seconds later, and then you realize that you said the wrong words. You said Mekadosh HaShavos instead of Mekadosh HaSelv HaZmanim. So you have to start again from the beginning of that blessing, Atav HaChatanim, and continue and complete it properly. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael, HaZmanim.